Here's the scene. You want to get away from screen time, settle in with a good book, but you also want to get out of the house and be around people.
If you've ever been in that mood, it turns out that you're not alone. People around the world are gathering together for some reading time.
It's called a silent book club, where people meet up at bars, coffee shops, libraries, or bookstores and just read whatever they want to, and maybe chat with one another about what they're reading.
The Silent Book Club movement launched in 2015. Organizers say there are over 2,000 chapters around the world. Over 30 Wisconsin chapters are listed on the organization's website.
We have two organizers of silent book clubs in Wisconsin with us now. Isabel Looney is the supervisor and event coordinator for Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay. And Kristen Carlson is owner and proprietor of Sojourn Booksellers in Stevens Point. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Isabel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to get the origin story for each of you working with this silent book club. Isabel, let's start with you. How did you encounter silent book club and what made you decide, hey, this is going to be cool for Timekeeper?
So I am also a labor and postpartum doula. So I was living in Vermont for the last 2 years, and one of my coworkers had invited me to go to a silent book club with her as a way of interacting with other adults and not just spending all of our time in dark nurseries. So it was a great way for me to get out and have a nice, low stimulating activity that was connecting with our community still. So when I moved back to Wisconsin and started working for Timekeeper as their event coordinator, I was given pretty much free rein of what kind of events I would like to introduce. And so one of those events that I wanted to introduce was the Silent Book Club, because it was such a wonderful thing for me to have. And I wanted to make that available for other people in our community that might have the same needs.
Hey, Kristen, same question. You started this a few months, I understand, after you opened the bookstore. What made you think, hey, Silent Book Club is going to be a good match here?
Well, a friend had mentioned to me that she had heard about it in another part of the country. And I thought it sounded like a great idea. I'll take a step back and say that Sojourn is located within the Guild Designs building in Stevens Point. So that's sort of a collective that houses the bookstore. And then we have a cocktail lounge upstairs that's called Daisy Lounge. We have a beautiful environment full of like cozy seating and things like that. So it just seemed like a really good blend for people of the beautiful environment. They could get a cocktail and have the silent reading. So we decided to give it a try in August of 23, and it was a success from the beginning. So we've continued to do it once a month.
And Kristen, describe for us what one of these silent book club events looks like. What happens?
So people usually show up about an hour to an hour and a half before the actual event begins. And they sort of mingle and talk, find a place to sit, get a drink. Daisy has wonderful craft cocktails and mocktails, so it is welcoming to everybody. Then at 6:30 is when our event starts every month. We just play quiet music. Everyone goes quiet, reads the book that they bring with them, and that continues for an hour, at which point we switch the music to something a little more lively, and people know that the silent part of the event is over. Then we just go back to socializing. There's really no formal program. People just come, they check in, they do have to register ahead of time, and have a nice, quiet evening. We think of it as happy hour for readers.
Hey, Isabel, is that how it works at Timekeeper as well?
There's a little bit of differences. So at Timekeeper, our silent book club is the first Friday of every month from 5 to 8. And you come bring whatever book you're reading, or once a quarter, we have the little mobile bookshop Lumen Lore pop up, as well as a couple other people who are interested in doing pop-ups to sell books to people who maybe just finished their book or want something new. Those times people can buy a book. And then people can grab a cocktail, mocktail, any of our Delta alternatives. We have flatbreads and cheesecake bites that seem to go really well, and find a nice cozy spot. And you can either chat quietly with the people around you or just focus on your book. We're all pretty friendly and happy with whatever suits those around us the most.
And Isabel, Kristen mentioned that it's been a success, a hit in Stevens Point. What's been the response so far to your event?
So our event you don't register ahead of time. You come just open to whomever arrives first. And there have been times where, unfortunately, we had fewer seats than there were people who showed up, which is a good thing and a bad thing. We love all of the people who have supported us, and I'm always really excited to have that full house.
We are talking about silent book clubs in Wisconsin. Isabel Looney is with us from Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay, and Kristen Carlson with Sojourn Booksellers in Stevens Point. I want to ask each of you about the appeal of the silent book club idea. I know I think of reading as something I do, you know, a solitary activity at home. Kristen, what is the appeal of being out in a public place with people and all reading?
I think it started as a novelty. People were hearing about it. They love our space. So the idea of being able to sit, relax, have a cocktail, but maybe not have such a loud and social bar atmosphere was really appealing to them. And it's just a crowd of people that love books. So it's a way for people to connect with other readers, talk about what they're reading, share things, and I've definitely seen friendships begin at this event. It's also just a way for people who love to read but maybe have difficulty reading at home because they've got young children or other things going on. Life is busy. And so this gives them a dedicated time once a month where they can just sit, relax, and do nothing but read.
And Isabel, same question. As somebody who was a patron first trying this before you brought it into Timekeeper.
So the appeal is very much, like she was saying, having that space to have, you know, purposeful reading time where you can connect with other people if you like, but also being able to just focus on your book. That at least was the appeal for me and many of the guests that I've spoken to. Timekeeper is a nice, cozy lounge as it is. People will come in and get drinks and play games nice and quietly. We're not, you know, that loud, boisterous bar. So it fits really well with the culture that we've already created. And so a lot of the guests that are regulars with us fit really well into the, you know, we're bringing a book anyway when we come to the bar, might as well come at the nice dedicated time for it, where we have the tavern themed music like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit and nice cozy like fireplace ambiance on the TVs.
And Isabel, I get a sense, I hear a lot about the idea that people want, they're hungry for a third space, right? A place that isn't home, it isn't work, where they can be out and be with people. Do you feel in your Green Bay community there for something like Silent Book Club or whatever, that people are happy to find that kind of space?
Oh, absolutely. Third spaces are incredibly important to communities as a whole, whether that's, you know, a coffee shop or the tavern or whatever that is, and has been throughout history. So I think it is people now looking for those third spaces that had evaporated for a while and trying to find those connections again.
And Kristen, Sojourn Booksellers, as you mentioned, you're part of this wider guild space. Is this all kind of an effort to help create that third space environment for people in the Stevens Point area?
It absolutely is. That was definitely one of the things that we thought about a lot in our planning process for the building and for the project, creating a space where people felt it was unique, they felt welcomed, they would feel at home. We worked hard to create a very cozy environment, sort of something different than you'd see other places, lots of comfortable seating. We have fireplaces and just a welcoming space where people would feel they could kind of relax, be part of a community, have a special space to go to within their community. And I think that the Silent Book Club nights have just fed right into that.
I got to ask each of you, when you get a chance to sit down and read, it's your event. I imagine you're probably doing some other stuff. But when you get a chance to sit down and read at Silent Book Club, Kristen, let's start with you. What book are you or whatever are you pulling out lately to read?
I always say to people that Silent Book Club is the only time that I'm ever able to sit and read in my own bookshop. So last Silent Book Club, I believe I was reading a wonderful travelogue by a gentleman named Patrick Lee Fermor. It was written in the 1930s and he was a young man and he walked from across Europe. It's sort of like a time and a place that's disappeared. And it's a really beautiful book.
And how about you, Isabel?
one of my book series that I have loved for way longer than I should was the Charlene Harris series, the Southern Vampire series, or Sookie Stackhouse series. So I'm rereading it, and I'm currently going through Definitely Dead again. And it is following Sookie Stackhouse, who is this telepath in Bonton, Louisiana, and all of her adventures with like the supernatural community there.
We'll leave it there. Isabel, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Kristen, thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
That was Kristen Carlson, owner and proprietor of Sojourn Booksellers in Stevens Point. Isabel Looney, event coordinator for Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay. We've been talking about silent book clubs.